I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Why should I meditate? Because you can't afford not to, said a NASA scientist who came to our Vipassana meditation group, recounting a conversation he'd had with a friend. You mean the benefits are that great? Absolutely, his friend replied. But many people ask, where do I begin? I don't know any of those complicated mantras or breathing techniques. Whenever I hear anyone say that, I just say, sit down and shut up. Don't worry about making it complicated. And don't get hung up on thinking it's necessary to empty your mind of thoughts. That's too hard. I haven't heard anyone, even the most accomplished spiritual masters, who can do that. Instead, just remember that you are not your thoughts, and when thoughts come to you, you have free will to keep them or throw them away. That being said, don't feel like you have to be like someone at the door with a shotgun, monitoring every guest that comes to your party. If you do that, you'll spend all your time being the gatekeeper and never get to go to the party. Simply look at all the thoughts and keep the positive ones. Throw the rest away. If you're not meditating, it's like never leaving your house and living in it with the shades pulled down. And because you never leave your house, you never take out the trash. Instead, you just keep sorting it, putting it in different piles, and trying to figure out why you're so depressed, anxious, and angry. So meditation is like pulling up the shades to get a bigger picture of the world and taking out the trash in your mind so that you have a clean house. Or you could say that not meditating is like constantly mud wrestling. But when you finally pull yourself out of the mud through some meditation, you step away, take a shower, put on some clean clothes, and feel great. And once you've gotten a little peace of mind, meditation helps you become the observer, less judgmental, and more aware of life's opportunities. It gives you a buffer so that during your daily life, you always have that ever so important nanosecond to reflect before making an important decision. It's like heading down a road littered with boulders and getting a head start on seeing them so that instead of smashing into each one of them, you simply see a way to drive around them. I hope I've convinced you that meditation doesn't have to be complicated and the benefits are crazy good for you. Start by sitting down just 5 or 10 minutes a day. By doing this now, you'll be prepared for the challenges of today and the myriad of things we will surely face in the not-so-distant future. My grandmother had a sign in her kitchen that said in big black capital letters, "Do it now." So if you haven't already, now is the time, today, because trying to meditate after the house is on fire is difficult. The first part of my meditation is cleaning out the trash. And the second part is receiving the good stuff. So happy house cleaning. And remember, the universe, source, God, or whatever you want to call it, is always saying, I have so much to give you. And I love you so much that I want to spend more time with you. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.